Good evening. This is KA2VLA, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. I will now break for traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, we don't have mobiles checking in now. I will now receive calls from other members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
KA2ZLZ.
KD2AIT. WX2BJR.
Here we have three in a hurry. ZNZ, AIT, JPR. So we'll go to the top of the list and see what Jack has for us. KA2ZNZ, come in.
Yeah, good evening, Clint, and everybody on board. Well, we got up to just about 40 degrees today. It was actually 39.8. And right now we're at 32.4. And we're talking about a small period of freezing rain between 9 and about 3 in the morning. And it's supposed to warm up more. So that's the status down here. I am back on my beam because once it warmed up above freezing, it'll start to rotate again. I've never figured this one out. Anyways, 73CU, 73SWIL, KA2ZNZ.
Higher than I expected it to be, and
we'll have to see how it works out. A lot of deer sign and a lot of coyote sign. So there's definitely a lot of movement going on. Other than that, Clint, I'll turn it back over to you, and good evening to everybody else. This is KD2AIT.
Good report, Jeff. I was just going to ask you if you saw any wildlife. If you see the tracks, that's a good sign. Well, it sounds like you're in for a nice overnight at camp. Well, that's good. Well, now we'll run up and see what Paul has for us. WX2JPR, come in, please.
Good evening, Clint. Everybody else aboard? WX2BJR. Oh, yeah, bring up with that 10-meter antenna. I heard it today for the first time. It's active. It's active nice. What was it, 470 or something like that I was listening to. Anyways, didn't write it down, but I was just listening, scrolling around. I was ended up talking to somebody up a little bit higher. But anyways, actually, I can safely say I've used 10 meters now because it was nice and happy today. Anyways, let me see, 33 degrees out there today. Not too bad with that right now, as a matter of fact. But it's
good report, Paul. I just changed your, I think I had your call sign. I had a PJR. I think JPR. I changed it to PJR. I believe that's correct.
Yeah, it's PJR. Papa Juliet Romeo.
Okay, well, thanks for the report. We'll see if anybody's waiting in the wings. This is the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for calls. Anybody wishing to visit, please call now.
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, John. Nice to hear you aboard. We'll turn it over to you. You probably heard the early report on how nice, comfortable weekend they're planning on the camp. Over to you.
Yeah, Clint, I caught the tail end of that. Okay, yeah, thanks. You're in the Hudson Valley. We're currently 35 degrees. Temperature's been, like, notching up slowly. So we're expecting rain late tonight and be in the 50s tomorrow. It's supposed to be a rainy day all day through the evening, and what little snow we got to be gone. And other than that, not too much else to report. Things are quiet for this new year. So, Clint, I'll throw it back to you, WB2REQ.
Good report, John. Thanks for coming in. Nice to talk to you. This is the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for check-ins. Anybody wishing to visit, call KA2VLA. Does anyone have any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2AIT is a query.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I don't know if Paul's still there, WX2PGR. You said 10 meters was wide open today where you were? Well, it was about 11 o'clock, 11:30, I heard it. It was opened up pretty good. I was going a little all over the place on there. I was like, wow, it's the first time I've heard something on there. So, yeah, I was extremely happy today. All right, I didn't have much luck today up here. I mean, I heard some stations. I couldn't make any QSOs. I mean, I had the antenna strung up inside here, though. So, well, that's good to know. I thought it was a sunspots cycle that's going on right now. 10 meters would be wide open and should be all weekend. I guess I'll move the antenna around inside tomorrow, and if I can't get anything, I'll have to do my best to get it strung up outside. All right, thanks for that report there, Paul. KD2AIT.
Yeah, that's why I was listening today, as a matter of fact, because I was like, I knew the sunspot cycle was interesting. Anyway, back to that. WXUBJ.
Okay, this is final call for comments, queries, and late check-ins. Come now, please. Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, 73 to those who are listening. This is KA2VLA, and I will be clear.
WB2RUQ, KD2AIT. You still out there?
Yep. So how's it looking up in the woods? I caught the tail end of your conversation with Clint, but I didn't catch it all.
Well, there's less snow than I figured. Well, what's underneath the little bit of powder that's on top is rock solid. So we had a pretty good freeze there last week, so I'm assuming that's why. But there isn't a lot of snow. I'd say, I don't know, it depends on where you are, but between 6 inches and a foot. I thought the last time I was up here there was at least 2 feet of snow, so I don't know, there's been some melting or something going on here, but otherwise, we've been working on getting the camp straightened up and getting it we've been moving furniture around and cleaning up and putting things away and reorganizing and just trying to get the place straightened up. There's a lot more room in here now. I posted up a panoramic there on the Facebook account so you can see the before and after. And tomorrow I got to do a bit more, but I want to do some 10 meters tomorrow. There's a big solar flare. It's also coincided with a bunch of sunspots that came out, so I think we'll get some good propagation tomorrow. I just got to work on getting this antenna in the right spot. What's going on with you?
Yeah, okay, on the 10 meters. Well, good luck on that. Yeah, 10 meters used to be a really hot band years ago, so let's hope it gets back in the cycle. Nothing much else happening here. What am I going to do today? I bought a Vitamix blender, so using that to make some protein smoothies. And that's about it. I'm going to catch another episode of 24 tonight and on Amazon, and tomorrow's supposed to be a pretty crappy day, so I got some cooking to do. I gotta make some salads and stuff, and I'll get that done. Other than that, things are quiet and temperature's going up, so it's WB2REQ for Aggie.
Alright, well yeah, that's what they're saying. We're supposed to get a kind of a rainy day tomorrow. That's why I was planning on sitting in here with the 10 meters, and I figured it'd be a good day for it, but I have a feeling I'm going to be doing some antenna work at some point. I have to hear strung up inside. A lot of reviews I read on this antenna said that people put it up in their attic, so I thought maybe I'd get away with it in here, but what I'm going to do is I guess I'll try to put it up higher in here, one more level up higher, but if that doesn't work, I'll just have to string it up outside somehow. And I had some luck when I had pizza 10 meter up here with a similar antenna. And that seemed to work pretty well outside, so I guess I'll, if I don't get anything here first thing in the morning, I'll and I know it doesn't work out when I put up higher, I'll string it up outside. But yeah, it's not bad up here. Kind of looking forward to that. Jeff said he has an old, gas range that BJ had given to him there in his garage. He said he's going to bring it up, and kind of looking forward to getting that in here. Be nice to have an oven in here, so when you want to make like prime rib or something, come out good. But anyway, that's one thing we're planning on doing tomorrow. We're going to cook up a prime rib in the Dutch oven. It still comes out pretty good, but not as good as when you bake it, or roast it, I should say. But it's warm here. It's definitely warm. I got a pair of shorts and a t-shirt on. If every time I got to go outside or whatever, it doesn't bother me. So it's not a bad night, and the camp's looking really good. It's coming along. I gotta admit, there's still a lot of space left in here.
Yeah, okay. Hey, one question and one statement. On a prime rib, do you sear your prime rib before you bake it, or you just go ahead roast it, or you just go ahead and roast it? And the other thing is, I've tried internal antennas, or you know, cutting an antenna and trying to run an internal inside of a building. And I'll be honest, I've never had them work well. Apparently, it doesn't take much to knock that signal out in a home or a shelter. So I got a feeling you're going to end up outside with it. Okay, back to you, WB2REQ.
Okay, yeah, I know. I never sear it when I roast it like that, like the way that I told you that I do it. I don't think it's really all that necessary, to be honest with you. I think it comes out fine when you roast it, you know, kind of, because there's so much fat on the outside of a prime rib roast, usually, that it just, you know, it sears itself. It kind of almost like fries itself on the outside, so I've never really had to do it, you know. I see people that do that with other roasts, you know, that don't have so much fat on them, so. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I was able to hear some stations, but I couldn't make any contact. And, you know, from what I'm seeing online, 10 meters should be really active right now, so maybe I will. Maybe tomorrow I'll just skip the, because to go up any higher, I really got to stretch out on the ladder, and maybe I'll just, you know, forget that and run it right out here outside. I can't go as far as I could before, but I can go pretty far and then just tie up the antenna as a horizontal, and, you know, I'm pretty high up here as it is now, so last time I had Pete's antenna, I was hitting stations all over the world. I mean, I was circling the globe, so it wasn't was no problem. So if it's active, I should be getting better signal than what I'm getting now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was just thinking as we were talking, by the way, yeah, that's kind of my reaction to the prime rib. It looks like it's self-seared. On the antenna, I think the reason I came to the conclusion years ago, I kind of forgot about this, I think it's an issue of harmonics. You're not getting the propagation energy you need because of the closeness of the transmitter to the antenna. And I think that's really the issue more than anything else on those in-house antennas. Got to have some distance from that transmitter. All right, back to you for wrap-up, and I'm going to go watch 24. So it's WB2REQ.
Yeah, that could very well be. I didn't think about that. Wondering if I go up any higher, how that would change it. Well, we'll have to see. I'll have to play around with it tomorrow. I think I'll just go outside first. And if it works outside first, great. Then there's no point in continuing on. I'll work with the stations from there. But, yeah, I am kind of close to the transmitter right here. I mean, I think I got one of Harry's old feed lines here. I picked up a box of them up there. Fortunately, half his cables he cut. So I've been piecing together some of them here, but I got an 8-foot strand of it here from the transmitter, and that was probably a little close. Maybe I'll see what I can string up outside and get it a little further away. But yeah, it's a good weekend to be up here. I'm kind of glad. It's been a while since I've been up at camp. It's nice to get away and kind of decompress up here. There's nobody calling me on the phone. The kids aren't screaming in the background, and you know, it's just good to get away once in a while. All right, well, that's all I got to report here. So maybe we'll catch you tomorrow night on tomorrow night's net. And if not, you have a good weekend, and we'll catch up with you later. WB2REQ, this is KD2AIT.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, well, good luck. Yeah, if I think of it, I'll get on to tomorrow night. Because like I said, tomorrow's going to be a indoor day. I mean, basically, I'll be cooking, and I got a whole bunch of snail mail I got to get through. And I get some stuff lined up. And that's it. Okay, Jeff, have a good weekend there. This is WD2REQ, and I'll be clear. KA3TFB, KA3TFB. This is WD2REQ. Oh, roger, roger. This is KA3TFB. We're linked to the Echo Link system. Bill here, and I'm in Wexford. We reside in Warrendale, which is a little next town, and we're working at the school here. And I was listening to your conversation, and
good evening to you, and good evening to that gentleman there. One of the things that I found interesting in amateur radio is try it, see if it works, and if it doesn't, do something else. That's the nature of what I experienced in the past. You know, I didn't have a lot of people showing me what to do. There was a few, but I learned things the hard way. I've learned things from my mistakes, and I've learned things from the mistakes of others. So I like to designate Fridays as to log on to your net in the evenings here, if you don't mind, and we'll give this back over to you.
Okay, Bill. Good guy, yeah. Feel free to jump in the net. In fact, I might have a link, too. I see you're on an iPhone, and I'm running an iPad up here and down here, actually. I'm in the Hudson Valley of New York, about 70 miles north of New York City, not far from the Hudson River. So it's my son I was talking to in the upstate New York in Boonville. So, that's the nice thing about amateur radio. It's meant for, there's a lot of room for experimentation. And technology gets better. It's just the fact we can do this with these Apple-based products makes it work relatively nice. So back to you, WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, KA3TFB. Well, I see that. When I first got involved with an Apple iPhone that I have here, I had no idea that EchoLink was on it. You know, I was clueless. And, and you search things up. Now, I'll tell you what I tried to find out. I was looking at HamSphere. And when I keyed in on the Q line on the top, the URL line, amateur radio, I looked at what the store had to sell for sale or what you could buy in apps. And this thing was HamSphere. So I experimented with that. And I found out that I could talk to other people and didn't need to have a license. They would be given a number. And they would be probably talking on their computer screen or something other device. And some of these people are hard to listen to because they're in a different part of the world. And I didn't find that to my liking. I didn't want to really, want a QSL card from somebody who, was another world, part of the world, and, taught a lot of other things. I just didn't dedicate myself to that. And then I found out that I could do this. So this little handheld iPhone replaces everything. I don't need any more to buy new 2-meter radio. Okay, I don't need to buy a power supply. I don't have to fool around with antennas. I don't have to buy MLR cable, 400 cable, and I don't have to worry about my neighbor getting interfered. There's a lot of things that this does for you, and it's a wonderful thing. And we'll go back to you. WB2RUQ. This is KA3TFB. WB2RUQ, did I speak too long? Time out, or maybe you have a phone call or something. KA3TFB, and we'll be listening.
That's what I was thinking. You might have had a phone call. KD2AIT. Good evening, Bill.
Good evening. KD2AIT, KA3TFB. Yeah, okay, well, that's fine. You guys deserve a hats off for every evening having a net and dedicating your time and having this up and running. And for a guy like me who has been in the amateur radio business for many, 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 many years, too many to count, to enjoy, And through the modern technology of an iPhone, it's even more convenient. And it doesn't cost a lot of money anymore to do this. But as I was telling the other guy, I wish to dedicate my Fridays here to call up to your net, say hello, and just to participate and put some oil on the squeaky wheel. Back over to you.
Yeah, feel free to come in any night. we try to let in every night. Sometimes, you know, life gets in the way, but the other station, WB2RUQ, is actually my father. He lives down in Hudson Valley. I'm right now I'm at my hunting camp up here in the Adirondacks. I snowmobiled in here earlier today, so we really get here in the wintertime. And we're up here running on solar power, well, battery power now. Solar power charges up the batteries, and I have a little 2-meter rig I keep up here with a little antenna outside, and it is amazing the way the technology works. It's a giant net, and you can communicate pretty much all over the world. In fact, tomorrow, one of my big goals here is to get the, I have a 10-meter rig up here. We're going to get the antenna outside, and with the sunspot cycle, we should be able to hit stations all over the place tomorrow. So we're looking at some of that fun. I don't know if WB2RUQ is back now or not. He might have had an issue with his app, too. You know, just because it's an Apple doesn't mean it's always going to work. KD2AIT.
WB2RUQ here. I don't know what happened there, guys. I'm here.
Okay, John, and I was talking to your son Jeff there. I don't know. Sometimes it takes a pause. You know, you have to expect that with technology. And I wish your son there a good lesson on the 10 meters there. I had a 10-meter antenna. I still have it. I put it up high. I laid it on the ground. And it was a full wave 10-meter antenna built at the time by Lightning Bolt, which was a local antenna maker here in western Pennsylvania. Since then, they've gone out of business. But I laid that on the ground, and with 75 watts, I was able to talk to somebody whose name was Ignor. That's his first name, Ignor. He was in the Soviet Union, 10 meters north of Moscow, and using the 75 watts powered up. Just like I'm talking to anyone across the table, as clear as can be. And part of this is just make things work. Well, listen, I don't want to belabor anything. There might be someone else there that wants to get on. I'm going to sign off with you guys, top of the evening to you. KD2AIT, this is KA3TFB signing off, and WB2RUQ. On your final, I will be signing off. KA3TFB standing by.
Okay, Bill, K3TFB, you have a good evening, and like I said, you're welcome any night we're having a net. Sure, you're welcome anytime, actually. And we have it every night. And I run the Echo Lake at my base station, so sometimes it's a busy internet connection there. There's the wife could be watching a movie for all I know, so sometimes that affects the Echo Lake. So, all right, we'll turn it back to WB2RUQ for his final. This is KD2AIT, clear.
All right, guys, have a good evening. And, yeah, I'm going to use my wireless technology to hook up to Amazon and watch another episode of the old 24 series. And that's it for the evening. I'm just going to take it easy. Okay, take care, guys. WB2RUQ, and I'll be clear.
KA3TFB, Bill Warndale, signing off, 7-3.
This is N2IK for Octen, looking for any stations with or without traffic. This is Octen.
Sis. KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT, thanks for checking in. This is Octen. Is that a county traffic alert? See that? Nothing further heard. This is N2IK returning to another net frequency.